You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was in the checkout line at the grocery store, and I see one of the trash mags there, and you can't help but scan the headlines. You have to scan the headlines.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, Shirley.
So I'm scanning said headline, and it's talking about Burt Reynolds. Now, some of our audience knows who that is.
Crickets.
Some of our audience doesn't know who that is. Let's put it this way. He was an extremely famous and extremely popular actor, mostly in the 70s, a little bit in the 80s. He had somewhat of a comeback in the 90s with, what was that movie that he was in with Wahlberg?
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Something like that. Anyway, the thing about Burt Reynolds is he was talking about Sally Field, who's also an actress from the 70s.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
And Forrest Gump's mother. Anyway, he talks about her being the love of his life. He still regrets letting her get away. He says, she is the love of my life. I miss her terribly. Even now, it's so hard on me. I don't know why I was so stupid, blah, 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 blah.
Ouch.
He goes, you know, you find the perfect person, and then you do everything you can to screw it up. So I feel bad for him, because probably everybody has been down that path before, where you look back on, well, everybody except Jeremy.
Yep.
You look down the history of your life, and you see relationships. You're like, God, how did I let that one get away, blah, blah, blah. And some people refer to that person as the love of their life. So I wanted to, instead of making this about the one that got away, I'd like for us to focus our attention on the whole love of your life situation.
Okay.
Because do you think we need to redefine that?
Well, I think if there's a timeline associated with it, you essentially have to be at the end of your life to know who the love of your life was, right?
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, so for me...
You need the perspective of looking back at the whole thing.
Right. I could only say the love of my life up till now.
Right.
Because...
My current... 95. You'd have to say the current love of my life.
Gentleman Caller could get hit by a bus, and then Charlie Hunnam comes out of the woodwork and says he's been thinking about me the way I've been thinking about him, and there you have it.
See, I know this is not a popular discussion, and I know that's going to ruffle some feathers of some people, but I want you to just... kind of take a step back and keep an open mind as we have this discussion. And you can join in. We have people listening right now who've been married, say, for 20 years. And they're still deliriously happy. And they say, my goodness, I am with the love of my life. I know this is the love of my life. Well, say you're 45 years old and you've been married for 20 years. And you think this person is the love of your life. And then they do get hit by a bus.
Yeah, it happens.
Right.
And let's say you grieve for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You're 50. Then you meet someone who absolutely knocks your socks off, and you're able to contrast and compare mm-hmm. with that person that you spent 20 years with who was really good.
May they rest.
But this one's way better.
This one's way better. And you think it's not possible. Well, sure, it's possible.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
So then if you spend the next 20 years with that person, which one of them is the love of your life?
Right. You'd have to just sit and compare. You'd have to make a pros and cons list.
Can you have more than one love of your life?
Not according to the definition. It is the love, not loves, of your life.
But isn't it it's the love of your life for the moment? I mean, you don't know.
That's what I think.
And can you go three? Can you do the trifecta? Like,
what do you mean?
The first one, he's the love of your life. She gets hit by a bus. Darn. Second one, oh my God, no, this is the love of my life. Tragic plane crash. Oh, that's too bad. Round three. Wait a minute. Wow. What was I doing with
this
the other two?
This is turning into a Grey's Anatomy episode.
I'll tell you this.
Can this happen three times?
I'll tell you this. You don't want to be hanging out with that person.
No, you did not. That person is bad.
Because you're going to die.
Right. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
Yeah. So, or what if you have the three of them, and then you look back and you realize the one in the middle was the love of your life.
And you've already told number three
how much you love them and you're crazy about them.
Does it have to be a person?
That's my next question, because damn, I've had some really good pizzas over my years. Mm. And there's a couple pizzas that I feel like were the loves of my life.
I had some bread this weekend.
Yeah.
It was homemade bread, and I thought it was the
yeasty.
I would have proposed to that bread. I would have got down on one knee.
I do. Now I'm going to eat you.
Right. Till death do us part, or until you're in my face.
Or until I get some soup to dip you in.
Or like a dog. How about a family member?
Wait a minute. Let's come back and let's. Can you know who the love of your life is until you're on your deathbed? Hey, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What do you think about this discussion?
I am of the belief that you do have multiple loves of your life, that you find that love that you need at that time. And I've been the person that says, oh, I really thought I loved him. And, I did. But now I'm with the person that I should be with today, and he's the love of my life. But I think when you're outside of a relationship, you can kind of know better.
Right. And,
sure, hindsight.
And 5 years from now, you might find a different love of your life.
Right, not that I want to today, but you never know.
You never know. That whole hit by a bus thing.
Jordan, I hope you have a great day.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thanks for being on the show.
And to all the bus drivers out there, please drive carefully.
Yeah, watch out. A lot of our listeners are stepping off curbs today. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What do you think?
You know, I was always of the mindset that the love that you were in was the love of your life. And I heard Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis say something once that I think just resonates. She said there's only three great loves in your life. There's the first love, which is your true love, your second love, which is the one for security, and the third love, which is your love for, is basically your companion. And if you look at her life, that's exactly how she led it. So
ain't
I really
that
do believe
truth?
That at every stage of your life, you find someone that is right for you at that stage. And the reality is that life is a path. You keep growing. You keep changing. So my love today may not be the same love in 20 years.
I think that's all well said, Mark. But you know what? You realize what you're saying is unpopular.
Absolutely, I know.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a person?
Right, do you think you can get all three of those loves in one person, though? Or one slice of pizza?
Or a puppy?
You know, I guess I'd ask you the question. Do you love the same food when you're 16 that you do when you're 40?
Yes.
Probably not. You're changing.
No,
your life,
pizza.
Your feelings, and your insights evolve. So the love today may not be the same love in 20 years. It may be for some people.
Now, I think it's more likely that your love at 40 could still be your love at 70, but I think your love at 20 being the same at 40 or 50 is rare. Because that's where I think most of your change takes place.
Absolutely. You know, look at how few people are able to keep a marriage going for 40, 50, 60 years. So it can happen, but I think it's the exception and not the rule. And I think
we got to move on, Mark. Listen, thank you for a great call, buddy, okay?
Very good call, Mark.
You bet, man. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Companionship and true love. And what was the third one?
Security.
Security.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the money.
Here's Stacy.
that's the money.
Hello, Stacy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I've heard a rumor that your mom has got it going on.
yeah, I guess so.
That's a song. Look
she
it up.
Is, she does a song.
There's only 15% of our audience who got that. Stacy, what do you think about this topic?
I actually kind of agree with Mark, but he didn't focus enough on the exception. There are enough exceptions out there that can either find all three or at least two of the three in one person that I think that's why people are so adamant about, no, I found the love of my life, because they actually have. But I also understand, you know, his point and agree that you can love multiple people. And if my husband were to, God, if he were to leave me, I would be devastated and can only hope that I could find another love. But I've been married for 20 years this month, and I couldn't imagine doing life without him. And I truly do love him in all three of those ways.
I know. Nobody's look. No,
I yeah, think we get, it. We get it.
We are not knocking your love, and we think it's probably a fantastic love, and we're very happy for you. Now, hypothetically, remember the bus we were talking about?
Yeah, and that's like I said. I could only hope that I could find love again, and I do believe that you can have multiple loves.
Yeah.
But there's that one love that has all those things. I mean, I've known him since I was 18, and I'm 44, and we've evolved together, and we've loved deeper.
Well, then I'm holding you up as good. A great example for our listeners, Stacy. So thank you for being on our show, and thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
Can I throw another log on the fire, too?
Yeah.
Does the love of your life have to be mutual? Like, can I say Charlie Hunnam is the love of my life without him reciprocating 100%?
Yes.
Stalkerish, though, isn't
it? I do believe that you can feel somebody is the love of your life, but that does not make you theirs.
God, that's sure. Got to be a good feeling, huh, ladies?
Of
yeah.
Here comes Glenda. Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
That's as bad as the Stacey's mom.
Let's stop making references.
At least people got that.
All right, Glenda, what do you got?
My husband and I, we met in high school, and we parted ways for 8 years, so the bus was actually another person who got involved in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then by chance, we happened to meet up. And then a week within the time frame that we met. Within that same week that we met, we got married.
So you're saying
that's kind of nice.
You're saying that you were together and then you had a dalliance with someone else.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
He was the bus, but it wasn't a good bus.
Yeah, because then you're able to go back and, you know,
stay
without digging him up.
And my husband now and I have been together 7 years, and he is the love of my life.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You are not the first person who's had their head turned and then realized later, oh, I had my head turned from the person I was supposed to be with.
Mm-hmm. Grass is always greener.
Glenda, hope you have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. I think we're ripping a lot of scabs off this morning, too.
Oh, I love scabs.
Yeah. Don't you know we are? Time for one more. It's an evil Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hi. How are you?
What do you think about this?
Okay. The Savior is the love of my life, and because of him, I know how to love my husband. But without the Savior, I wouldn't know how to love my husband. So, that's what I feel.
So we said earlier, does the love of your life have to be a person?
Or it could be a deity.
Right.
The Savior is a person.
All right. Well, I'm not going to get into all that with you, but I'm really glad you called, and I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Thanks
and
a lot, Heather.
Me and my husband have been married for 18 years, so.
Very good.
It's working.
Listen, thank you for your call.
Fist bump.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tom makes us call him the Savior, so I got thrown off a little bit.
Nope. Pharaoh.
Oh.
Not Savior. Pharaoh.
All right. It's funny because it's true.
So true. I'm going to have them build a big pyramid like, for
what?
Me here.
Dom's making your relationship work? He's thrown off.
18 years.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.